Again, what is I love, I like?
Я люблю.
Хорошо. Я люблю, I love, I like. How do you say I like soup or I love soup, but I don't like borscht?
Я люблю суп, но не люблю борщ.
Да, хорошо. Я люблю суп, но не люблю борщ. Right. Now, this love, this loving verb, любить, is a permanent feeling for Russians. You cannot use this verb to say, like you say in English, I am loving this. Yes? It's a permanent feeling for Russians, love. Generally, always. Yes? But not now, not at this moment. You can't use this verb.
It's not a very English usage, though. It's Americanism, really. I am
all right.
This.
But you do say, I love this soup, don't you?
Yes.
We can't say this in Russian. I mean, we can say it, but we have to use a different verb.
Yeah.
You can't use this verb for something that you like now. You say, I love the tea.
Yes.
We can't say this in Russian using this verb to love.
In the moment.
Yes, you can't love what you are doing now. You love in general, always. Right. So as I said before, love is a permanent thing with Russians. So this verb, любить, can be only used about loving, to love somebody or something in general, but not now. Not I love what I do, what I drink, what I'm having now. There is a separate verb to say this. And this verb happens to be reflexive. And the verb is нравится. Нравится. Рави in the middle, н at the beginning. Нравится, ravishing. Нравится, only н at the beginning. So you use this verb to say I like something. I like, but the expression, the Russian expression, I like, is to me appeals. So you need to me and this нравится, which means appeals. So to me something appeals. And what is to me?
Мне.
Да, мне.
Нравится.
Да, to me appeals, or I like, once again.
Мне нравится.
Да, мне нравится. Yes. And whatever you like is in its dictionary form. The noun is in the dictionary form. No need to change anything. Because it, to me, this appeals. How do you say, I like this soup?
Мне нравится. Нравится.
Mm-hmm.
Soup.
Okay, possible. Мне нравится soup. It is, I like this soup. Or in English, you can say, I like the soup, which means you like the soup that you are eating now. Мне нравится soup. But you can add this anyway. And what is this soup?
Это soup.
Soup is masculine, ending in a consonant. So это becomes?
Этот.
Mm-hmm. Этот.
Этот.
So I like this soup, to me.
Мне нравится этот soup.
Да. Мне нравится этот суп. To me appeals this soup. I like this soup. If you say, I like something in general, then you use the loving verb. Like we said, I like or I love in general, generally, pizza. But pizza ends in a, and the love, loving verb, puts the noun in whom and what situation. You love what? So how do you say, I love pizza?
Я люблю пиццу.
Да, that's how we say it. Я люблю пиццу. That is, I love pizza or I like pizza. Generally, always. But if you want to say I like this pizza, it's a completely different sentence. Yes, it's not loving anymore, it's liking it now. And pizza now is not in a whom or what situation. So how do you say I like or pizza to me appeals?
Мне нравится эта пицца.
Very good. You said эта пицца, this pizza. Right. Мне нравится эта пицца. Or you can omit эта altogether, because if you use this word нравится, it's clear you're talking about the pizza you're eating now. So let's combine, let's say the whole sentence, or let's change it a little bit. I like pizza, but I don't like this pizza. Two different verbs in this sentence.
Я люблю пиццу, но я...
No, to me now.
Mnie nie nravitsa pizza.
You could say this.
Это пицца.
Да. Я люблю пиццу, но мне не нравится эта пицца. How do you say I like everything, meaning I like to eat everything? In English you say I eat everything. I love everything, meaning to eat.
Я все.
What is everything again?
Все. Я все.
Все. So again, please.
Я все люблю.
Люблю. All soft sounds. Я все люблю. I like everything. What is implied? To eat or to drink? That depends on the situation. Я все люблю. Yes. And if you say, I like everything in a particular situation, now, I like everything now, here. To me, everything appeals here.
Мне нравится.
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 Mm-hmm. Everything.
Все.
Good.
Здесь.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You can omit здесь, because that is what's implied. Now, will you change the word order, please?
Мне все нравится.
Mm-hmm. Нравится, да. Мне все нравится. I like everything, meaning I like everything I'm eating, everything that is on the table. Mm-hmm. And how do you say, I like it here? In English, you say, I like it here. In Russian, you don't need it.
Мне нравится.
Here.
Здесь.
Хорошо. Will you please change the word order?
Мне здесь нравится.
Very good. Очень хорошо. Мне здесь нравится. I like it here. Yes. How do you say, I like this new method?
Мне нравится. This. No.
And this?
Это.
To go with method.
Этот.
Новый
метод.
Новый.
Новый метод.
Хорошо. Мне нравится этот новый метод. How do you say, it is unusual and very effective. Now, unusual is not usual. And what's usually? We had the word usually, which is habitually.
Habitual.
Add the Russian ending to it. No.
Habitualno.
Обычно.
Обычно.
Обычно. Usually. Usually is обычно. And will you please change it into an adjective? Usual.
Обычная?
That would be feminine. And to go with a masculine noun?
Обычный.
Да, обычный. And how do you say unusual?
Not. Необычный.
Да, необычный. And you spell it together as one word. Unusual, not usual. Необычный. So, it, meaning the method, it is unusual and very effective.
Он необычный. И очень эффектив.
The Russian adjective.
Эффективный.
Да. Let's do the whole thing. I like this new method. It is unusual and very effective.
Мне нравится.
Mm-hmm. This. This. What is this?
Этот метод.
Да.
Он необычный.
Ага.
И очень эффектив. Не.
Ны.
Ни.
Mm-hmm. Необычный и очень эффективный. The same endings for both adjectives, yes? Because both are masculine. Okay. Мне нравится этот новый метод. Он необычный и очень эффективный.